Welcome to Ingenio, the town of pig keepers. I invite you to come on a historical tour of Ingenio, take a virtual walk around the streets, and explore the hidden corners of a town with a long and very interesting history, which originated and was built to take advantage of a vital resource, water. The birth of a town. The island of Gran Canaria was incorporated into the Crown of Castile in 1483, the year the War of Conquest ended. During the conflict, the two field marshals were accompanied by their respective religious envoys. This was no coincidence. The church not only authorized and permitted the conquest of Gran Canaria, but also financed it. In recognition of the help it had provided, the Crown of Castile granted the church jurisdiction over one territory, the episcopal manor of Agüimes. This and the Cabildo were the only two municipalities on the island until the 19th century. The land included in the episcopal manor of Agüimes coincided with the boundaries of the current municipal areas of Agüimes and Ingenio. The land soon began to be divided up in order to colonize the newly conquered territory. What is now the town of Ingenio was known as the Vega de Aguadona, or Aguadona Meadow, and began as the manor's vegetable garden, an area devoted almost exclusively to farmland. However, this was very soon to change. At the end of the 15th century, the decision was made to use some plots to plant sugarcane and install an ingenio, or sugar mill, on the Vega de Aguadona. The sugar mill soon became a landmark on the north side of the Guayadeque Ravine, or Vega de Aguadona. Not only did people start to settle around it, giving rise to an important population center, but it also supplanted the original place name. It's still common to hear older people speak of El Ingenio, the sugar mill, instead of Ingenio or the town of Ingenio, the official name. The fact is, the tradition has perpetuated the remote part of this town, steeped in history.